My name is Teresa Maris. I'm an eighth grader at Heritage Middle School. How would you feel if an Airbnb backed up into your home? This is the reality of my home located in Shadow Glen. Airbnb is a short-term rental service that renters access via an app. The Airbnb that backs up into my home has anywhere from 30 to 40 new strangers every week. These strangers come to party at this Airbnb behind my house, just a few feet away from where myself and my family sleep, eat, and live. I have a learning disability, dyslexia. As well, I also have sleep issues. This Airbnb situation has not been stressful, but also hard for me. In the afternoons, after a long day at school, a home should be a safe haven. This is not the case in my scenario. Home has been a place where I do not feel safe, nor am I able to focus on my studies due to the loud noise from the outdoor swim parties and activities occurring at the Airbnb. Not only does this issue cause noise concerns, but it also implies major safety concerns. For example, I do not feel safe enough to swim in my own pool or go in my backyard. This fear stems from the uncertainty of the Airbnb occupants because we are not aware of their backgrounds nor criminal histories. They could easily come over our shared fence line, which is why I no longer enjoy swimming in my own pool. Airbnb has also ruined my family's summer. I haven't swam nearly as much as I usually do. Please help my family and others like us escape the nightmare our communities and residential neighborhoods are experiencing.
Well, one of the notes about her testimony that I think is an important takeaway has to do with sex offenders, and I'm speaking on behalf of some of our clients who have litigated the city's ability to institute and apply sex offender registration requirements and sex offender distance requirements. And one of the things that must be noted is that sex offenders who are only in a place on a temporary basis are not required to register, and the general rules on neighborhood and locational restrictions do not apply, which only heightens the safety issues. So what, if any, legal authority do cities and municipalities have in their toolbox to regulate short-term rentals? The answer is that right now there is a plenty. There's the general entitlement and what I consider to be a municipal prerogative to protect the public health, safety, and welfare of your residents in Chapter 54 of the Local Government Code. There's the Zoning Enabling Statute in Chapter 211 of the Local Government Code. And with those tools in the toolbox, there should be plenty that you can do. But I will tell you that the advocates, members of the public, the council who represent short-term rental operators and owners, and certain members of the legislature of the street believe that a Texas Supreme Court case from 2018 prohibits cities from regulating short-term rentals. And I will just tell you that those allegations, that TAR versus Timberwood Park Homeowners Association serves as a death knell to short-term regulations, is an absolute falsity. It's a falsity for a couple or three different reasons. Number one, and that was a challenge relative to the enforcement of deed restrictions. And what it is that there's a Pied Piper lawyer down here in Austin, hypothetically or fictionally, that goes around the state defending short-term rental operators against their homeowners association. And this fellow litigated a number of cases on deed restrictions, and the case that he got to the Supreme Court happened to be one that had the absolute weakest definition on the term residential, because it wasn't defined at all. And the question that the court considered was, in the absence of a definition of residential, do short-term rentals fall under that use restriction? And they concluded that, yes, it does. But at the bottom of this, the real takeaway and why that's the allegation that this is a death knell to SDR regulations is a falsity is because the court went on to say that the deed restrictions, setting them to establish a minimum duration of leasing was an option available to both the homeowner and the association, which means if you draft your deed restriction right or you draft your zoning ordinance right, you can still do it. So TAR is absolutely not the death knell to short-term rental regulation. So what does that mean? It means it's really important to get your terms right. You should start, if you're deciding right now what to do about short-term rentals, look at your zoning ordinance right now and look at the way it defines things like single family, like residential, like commercial uses, like bed and breakfast. And I bring up bed and breakfast for a couple of different reasons, because 10 or 15 or 20 years ago, bed and breakfast began to pop up in more suburban neighborhoods, and cities like our clients began to struggle with, what is this thing? It's weird because people keep coming in and out of this house and the neighbors are complaining, but we can't figure out what it is because it's still people living there. And what most cities concluded is that bed and breakfasts do not fall under the traditional umbrella of residential. And they either said they're prohibited or they instituted regulations to say they are allowed, but they are only allowed under these circumstances. And those cities were entitled to institute those regulations under Chapter 54 and Chapter 211 of the Local Government Code. Okay. When you're dealing with new and unlisted uses, who is the first person who should make that determination? It should be a collective determination of the planning group, the building official, the city attorney's office, and the city managers, after paying attention to the policy direction of the city council. If and when such a determination is made, it's extremely helpful that that determination be made in writing and be dispatched to the relevant parties, because what that does under every well-written zoning ordinance is it creates a time clock by which an appeal must be made. And if that appeal is not made relative to that building official's written determination, that is fatal and conclusive.